सब गिरिवर धारे जरा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोप जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन व्रज जन रंज यमुना तीरवन चारे तीरव चारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे राम राम हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे जधावन राधा वृंदावन बिहारी जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभु
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोक भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः सो विल रीड फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 7 वर्स नंबर 33 पत्न्या ऊचु यजनो अयम तव यजनाय हे केनासिष्टो विध्वस्ता पशुपातिनाद्य दक्षकोपात् तं नास्त्वं सवसायना भूशान्तमेधम् यज्ञातं नलिनरुचा दिशा पुनीः पत्न्या ऊचु यज्ञायं तव यज्ञया केनो सिष्टो विद्वस्त पाशुपति नदया दक्ष कोपात् त्वं नास्त्वं सवसायनाभ शान्तमेधा यज्ञात्मं नदीना रुचा दिशा पुनीः यज्ञोऽयं तव यज्ञाय केन सृष्टि Patnya Uchu, the wives of the executors of the sacrifice said, Yajna, the sacrifice, Ayam, this, Tava, your, Yajan Aya, worshipping, Kena, by Brahma, sister, arranged, Vidvasata, devastated, Pashupatina, by Lord Shiva, Adya, today, Dakshakopat, from anger at Daksha, Tam, it, Na, or our, Tvam, you, Savashayana, dead bodies, Abha, like, Shantamedham, the still sacrificial animals, Yajna Atman, O Lord of Sacrifice, Lalila, Lotus, Rucha, beautiful, Drisha, by the vision of your eyes, Punihi, sanctify. Translation by His Grace Divine, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Srila Prabhupada. The wives of the performers of the sacrifice said, My dear Lord, the sacrifice was arranged under the instruction of Brahma, but unfortunately Lord Shiva, being angry at Daksha, devastated the entire scene. And because of his anger, the animals meant for sacrifice are lying there. Therefore, the preparation of the yajna have been lost. Now, by the glance of your lotus eyes, the sanctity of this sacrificial arena may be again invoked. Purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. Animals were offered in sacrifice in order to give them renewed life. That was the purpose of having animals there. Offering an animal in sacrifice and giving him renewed life was the evidence of the strength of chanting mantras. Unfortunately, when Daksha's sacrifice was devastated by Lord Shiva, some of the animals were killed. One was killed just to replace the head of Daksha. Their bodies were lying about, and the sacrificial arena was turned into a crematorium. Thus, the real purpose of yajna was lost. Lord Vishnu, being the ultimate objective of such sacrificial ceremonies, was requested by the wives of the priest to glance over the yajna arena with his causeless mercy so that the routine work of the yajna might be continued. The purport here is that animals should not be unnecessarily killed. They were used to prove the strength of the mantras and were to have been regenerated by the use of mantras. They should not have been killed as they were by Lord Shiva to replace the head of Daksha with an animal's head. It was pleasing to see an animal sacrificed and regenerated, and that pleasing atmosphere had been lost. The wives of the priest requested that the animals be brought back to life by the glance of Lord Vishnu to make a pleasing yajna. ॐ अज्ञान्त्यनन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं साकना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां साकनालिता श्रीविशाखामितं च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्तकाञ्च गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुयैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो वी आर रीडिंग डिफरेंट प्रेयर्स बाय डिफरेंट डिवोटीज एट द एरेना सैक्रिफाइस एरेना So after reading the purport and after reading the verse, I thought that we could recite some prayers by one of the devotees from Mukundmala Stotra, Kulashikar, who wrote this prayers, which are very nectarian and pleasing for the devotees. So I ask blessings from all the devotees. So that whatever I say can be pleasing to all the devotees, at the same time it may be purifying for me. So this Mukundmala Stotra, these prayers, are written by King Kulashekara. So let us ask his permission and offer our obeisances to him.
यस्यापिरौ श्रुतिधरौ कविलोकवीरौ मित्रौ द्विजन्मवरपद्मासराव अभूतं तेना अम्बुजाक्ष चरणाम्बुज सत्पदेन रचना कृता कृतिर्यं कुलशेखरेना
दिस वर्क वॉज कंपोज बाय किंग कुलशेखर बी एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ द लोटस आईड लॉर्ड द किंग्स टू बिलोव्ड फ्रेंड्स आर द ट्विन स्टेम्स ऑफ द एक्विजिट लोटस ऑफ द ब्राह्मण कम्युनिटी Expert Vedic scholars renowned as the leaders of the community of poets. So, whenever we read something, we need some inspiration. Whenever we hear something, we need some inspiration. Some benedictions, so it is very easy for our conditioned mind. Because if we don't get anything, we generally don't do anything. So, we'll recite the benediction for these prayers before only, so that we are very eager to hear this.
Mukundamalam patitam naranam asesha shaukhyam labate nakvasvet samasta papa shayam eta adehi prayete vishnu paramam padam tat.
So who among those who recite this Mukundamala will not achieve complete happiness? An embodied being who chant these prayers will have all his sinful actions eradicated and proceed straight to the supreme abode of Lord Vishnu. So, who are hearing, all the devotees will have the benediction that they will go straight to the abode of Vishnu for us, Krishna. So what does King Kulashekara pray? What are his prayers? So let's see, there are 53 prayers, 53 and to this, so 51 prayers. So we'll try to complete some of it and understand what he's saying. So this one is one of the favorite prayers. The first one.
Shivallabeti varadeti dayapareti Bhakta priyeti bhavaluntana kovideti Natheti nagashayneti jagannivaseti Alapinam patidinam kuruma mukundam
So he's praying, let me be the constant reciters of your names. So we also pray sometimes to the Lord. Most of the time when I pray, it is because of distress or because of fear of losing something. But King Kulashekara is praying for a different reason, which we'll come to know after some 3-4 verses. So let me be the reciter of your names, addressing you Shivallabh. Shivallabh name is very famous for us. who is the dear to Lakshmi, because Lakshmi is very famous, very dear to us, and Shivallabha, he is very dear to Lakshmi. Then second is Varada. Varada means bestower of benediction. Who doesn't like benedictions? In this Kali Yuga, if we just go outside, all the people come out, please give us some benediction, please give us some benedictions. And they may any benediction. So this word Varada also we like. Dayapara, who is causelessly merciful. So this also we have a liking, because we need devotees who are causelessly merciful, people who are causelessly merciful. We don't like people who are unmerciful or who doesn't show their mercy very often. And then Bhakta Priya, who is very dear to his devotees. So this is our goal, that we become very dear to the devotees. Then Bhava Luntana Kovideti, he is expert at plundering the status quo of repeated birth and death. So Prabhupada, if we see many of his lectures, he will say, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi, and we have to get out. So Bhakta Luntana Kovideti, so he is very dear to us because we can get out of this repeated birth and death. Then Natha, so he is the Supreme Lord. And Jagan Nivasi, the resort of the cosmos. And Nagashan, the Lord who lies down at the serpent bed. So these are the various adjectives given to the Lord. So in material world, when we have some name, it doesn't relate to the person. Like somebody is named Nayana. She must not have the eyes, but name is Nayana. There's one person whose name was Hasmukh. But seeing them, all of the people will cry. So name and the person will not match. But here, all the names match the person and they are the qualities of the person who will talk. Then in verse 2, he again glorifies with other different adjectives and qualities. Jaitu jaitu devo devaki nandano ayam Jaitu jaitu krishna vrishni vamsa pradipa Jaitu jaitu mega shamala komalango Jaitu jaitu prithvi bhara nasho mukunda. So, saying all glory to the personality of Godhead, known as the son of Srimati Devaki Devi. All glory to the son of Krishna, the brilliant light of Rishni dynasty. All glory to the personality of Godhead, the hue of whose soft body resembles the blackish color of the new cloud. All glory to the Lord Mukunda, who removes the burden of the earth. So these are the things why he took birth, and what he did. So whenever we offer some prayers or we offer some good words to the devotees, devotees ask, what do you want? Like there's a story, a mother and a son. The child was 5 years old and he told mother, I love you. So mother gave him chocolate. After 15 years, also she told mother, I love you. He gave him cycle. Then after 25 years, also the child told that, I love you, mother. Then mother asked, who is she? Then after 30 years, also the child went to the mother and said, I love you. Then mother said, I told you not to marry her. Why do this? Then after 40 years, also 40, 45 years, again the child says, mother, I love you. The mother says, I will not sign the will. Even if you tell me, I will not sign the will. I will not give the property. So whenever we go somebody, we praise some devotee or we have something. So we have some wish to fulfill. We have some agenda, something hidden, because we are not so pure. So Krishna is thinking, he's praying me with so many words, choices words, so many prayers. What is in mind? What does he want? So now, Kulshekhar will reveal what is his desire? What does he want from the Lord so that he's praying this? What are the desires of a pure devotee? We'll also come to know. Mukunda murdana paripatya yache bhavantam ekantam yantam artham avismritasvat charanar vinde bhave bhave myastu bhavat prasadat. He's saying, O Lord Mukunda, I bow down my head to your lordship and respectfully ask you to fulfill this one desire of mine. How many desires I have? Only one. So please fulfill desire that each of my future births I will, by your lordship mercy, always remember and never forget your lotus feet. What? I will never forget your lotus feet. This is my desire. So, Krishna is saying, your desire is very good, that you don't want to fulfill my, you want to never forget my lotus feet. But what is behind this desire? Like, sometimes a person goes to a person, and the rich person, and he tells, I want to serve you, unconditionally. He says, okay, you want to serve me, that is your desire you are expressing, but what is the desire behind your serving me? Do you want very good salary? Do you want a big house? That's why you want to serve me, because I will give, pay you much, or what are the things that you want because of your telling that you are serving me? Like this, we also some tell something that we want to serve you, we want to do this, but behind there are some desires. Like sometimes we tell that we want to do this aarti or this bhog aarti or something. Why? That we can get so much mahaprasadam. These are simple desires. But sometimes devotees have, or mainly outside persons have, so many desires. So he's Krishna is thinking, are you perplexed from the material dualities of this world, that there is always happiness and distress? Or after this life you are perplexed that you don't want to go to hell? Or it is that you want to go to Swarga and have some enjoyment, there is some propensity of your enjoyment pending, that's why you are praying to me? So Kulshekara, he praying the fourth verse, and he is revealing that why he is asking for the remembrance of his lotus feet.
Naham vande tava charanayor dvanda advanda hetum kumbi pakam gurum api hare narakam na penetum ramya ramamritu tanulata nandane na pirantum bhave bhave hridaya bhavane bhavyayam bhavantam.
So he's saying, O Lord Hari, it is not to be saved from the dualities of the material existence. I don't want to be saved from his material existence. I am already a king. What is material happiness and distress will be? Or grim tribulations of the Kumbhipaka hell. I am already a devotee. I am chanting this holy name. We all know Yamaraj has told you, whoever chants the holy name, Yamdus will not touch. In sixth canto, we have heard. And Yamaraj himself tells, so no worry of that. And nor is my purpose to enjoy the soft-skinned, beautiful women who reside in the gardens of heaven. As I am king, I know what is heavenly pleasures. So what can the heavenly pleasures give to me? I pray to your lotus feet only so that I remember you alone in the core of my heart, birth after birth. So this is a desire that I remember you alone in the core of my heart, birth after birth. So he's saying you don't want to go to hell, don't want to go to heaven, and you are not perplexed by material tribulations. So are you after dharma, artha, moksha and kama? Because people in general in this material world do religious activities for the purpose of gaining artha. Suppose somebody tells that if you do this yajna and you will get 50,000 rupees, 1 lakh rupees, or you will get rich people. So people directly go and jump, oh, we'll do this yajna. Either we have faith or not, it's irrelevant. But thing is, after the yajna, I should get this much opulence of this money. So dharma is used for artha. And artha, why we need artha? So that we can enjoy. After accumulating so many money, what we want to do? We want to go to different places. We want to go to US, we want to go to Switzerland, we want to go to Singapore, we want to go to USA, Ulasnagar Sindhi Association, and so many different places. So we want to so many different places, so that we need artha. And moksha, what about moksha? No, that we don't want. And one Prabhupada also writes that if without doing dharma, if you can get artha, that is more better. No need of doing dharma also. So we'll do big jobs in IT companies and so many, and we are earning so much. So what is the need of doing all these dharma activities? And then people think that, oh, this money and all comes because of our hard work. There is no God involved. If I work for 8 hours, I get 1 lakh. If I increase by 2 hours more, I will get 1,25,000, 130,000. So it is because of my hard work that I am getting this money and all the things. So what is the need of prayers? So like this, the Lord is thinking that, do you need all these things now? even if you are king, but still do you need this? So King Kulshekara replies to Lord's query.
Nasta dharma na vasu nichaye naiva kamo upabhogi yad bhavyam tad bhavatu bhagavan purva karmanu rupam etat prarthayam mama bahumatam janma janmantarepi tvat padam bhoruha yuga gata nishchala bhakti rastu.
O my Lord, O Mukunda, O Govinda, O Krishna, I have no attachment for religiosity. I am not after dharma, nor for acclimating work, nor artha, and or for enjoying sense, nor kama. Let this come as they eventually must. This they come as they come. Like Prahlad Maharaj says that people try for happiness but they don't get, and difficulties come. Like once we were discussing in one of the class, we don't generally pray that it's now 2 months. 2 months have gone. Still I have not got fever. I'm not in the hospital. And nobody's troubling me. Nobody's asking for money. It's 6 months gone. No debt has occurred. I have not fallen from the these steps. Nor I am feeling tired. Nobody prays for this like this. What we pray? Let me not have diseases. Let people respect us. Let we get all the riches. Let there be no shortage of anything in our house and everything. But what happens? The bill, medical bill, goes climbing every year. What is the proof? The insurance premium of medical is going every year up. It doesn't go down. Then somehow or the other, there is a breakdown of bones and everything. And so many different diseases come one after other. And if diseases don't come, other people harass us. Adi bhautik, adi adhyatma, and something not then adi devam. There is rain or there is sukha. Something or other is always there. So he's saying, let this they come as they eventually must in accordance with my past deeds. How does they come? With my past deeds. But I do pray for this most cherished boon. Birth after birth, let me render unflinching devotional service unto your two lotus feet. So, he's saying that what is my desire? I want to worship your two lotus feet. Then, he's again to testify his claim and to tell that what I am saying is not so, I'm not boasting about myself or saying that, it's just telling it for others. Like sometimes we say, I am your das, I just want to serve you. But most of the time our intention is not, but somehow we are trained, we hear theoretically, and so we repeat it, that I am your das, I want to serve you. As soon as the service comes, especially I run away from that. So it's just mouth words. But King Shnushaka is not like this, and he is giving another verse to prove that it doesn't matter whether I live in this world or I rule as human beings or in hell. What is my desire? At the death I should remember your lotus feet.
Divi vam bhuvi vam amastu vaso narke va narkantaka prakamam avadhirarita sarad tarvindau charane te marane pi api chintayami.
O Lord, killer of the demon Narka, let me reside either in the realm of demigods, in the world of human beings, or in hell. As you please, I only pray that at the point of death, I may remember your two lotus feet, whose beauty defies that of the lotus growing in the Sarat season. So, what do I want? That at the point of death, I may remember your two lotus feet. So, what Krishna does generally is, he asks people, what do you want? We'll say, I want this chocolate. Okay, take this chocolate. Then what do you want? I want this car. Oh, take this car. And what do you want? Oh, you want beautiful pie? Take this. Somebody comes, oh, I want devotion. Okay, you stop, just wait 1 minute. I will just talk to another. Again, somebody else comes, oh, what do you want? I want nice house. Oh, take this house.
What do you want? I want fame. Oh, take this poem. What do you want? I want strength. Again, oh, what do you said? He asked, what do you said? I want devotion. Okay, wait for some time. So like this, Krishna always tests his devotee. Whether he actually wants this, or he's just thinking, if I go, I get something higher. And if I don't get something, I will change sometimes. After sometimes, I will have something new. Like if you go, somebody goes for a job interview. He first tries with the top company. Let me have a job in this company, because there are so many perks and everything. But if I don't get, suppose I don't get, next company is there, I'll go there. If I don't get there, next company is there. So like this, he lines up the things, and wherever he gets, he just goes and does the job. He's concerned about one thing. Every month, the money should come in, bang, money. He's not concerned about whom he's serving. But if you see King Kulasekara, he's constantly saying, I want your two lotus feet. He's not changing his desires. Or he doesn't want that to change his aspirations just for the sake that Krishna is testing him and will in future also test him for so many things. So now Krishna is saying, why do you want to always think about me? And why do you want to think about me at the point of death? What is the reason about you thinking of me at point of death? So now King Shukra will answer, I always think of Lord Hari because what he does, he bears a gentle smile. And he is a son of coward Nanda, but he is also Supreme Truth. And he is worshipped by whom? Great sage Narada. And because he is worshipping, I should also worship you. Chintayami harimeva santatam mandahasa muditana ambujam nanda gopatanayam paratparam naradati muni vinda panditam. I always think of Lord Hari, whose joyful lotus face bears a gentle smile. Although he is the son of cowherd Nanda, he is also the supreme absolute truth worshipped by great sages like Narada. So, he's saying that, oh, you want to see my smile? Is that this material world has exhausted you? Sometimes we want to see a smiling face because in the whole day we see so much angry faces. Like when we do some services, generally what we expect is the boss or the person will praise us that actually you have done this service. But generally what happens is, whenever after doing this service, after the service is done, we think, oh, this is not done properly, that is not done properly. So generally what we see is angry faces. And I also do the same. Like 2-3 days back, I had an experience. I had given some service to somebody. He did that some service. And after the service was done, instead of praising him that at least he has done the service, he is there. Maybe 80% accuracy, 85%, 90%, whatever is accuracy, but at least he has done. I met him and told, what is this? What is your service? How did you do the service? Because of you, my 2 hours are wasted. Because the service you did, to undo that service, again 2 hours are went. Because you didn't do it properly. So to do it properly, I started chastising him. And then he said, oh, sorry Prabhuji, I'm sorry. And he just humbly went off. And I thought, this is not the way actually. Anyways, because I have chastised him, next time he will not come for the service. So I lost him also. Again, the service will have to be done by me only. Again, time is also lost by me also. And then, what experience does he got, what was not good. Because generally, I will not like this experience for me. Then how can I give to others? But somehow, whenever the things happen, I always forget. And after some time, I remember what is the philosophy. So this goes on and on. So he's saying that, is it that you are crippled by this? So he's saying, yeah, but I can get relieved of this. How? Karacharana saroje kantimam netramine shama musibuje vichipya kule gadamarge
हरि सरसी विघाला या पिया तेजो जलाउगम भवमरु परिखिन्ना क्लेश माद्य तजामी.
द डेजर्ट ऑफ द मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस हैज एग्जॉस्टेड मी बट टुडे आई विल कास्ट असाइड ऑल ट्रबल्स बाय डाइविंग इन टू द लेक ऑफ लॉर्ड हरि एंड ड्रिंकिंग फ्रीली ऑफ द अबंडेंट वाटर्स ऑफ द स्प्लेंडर. द लोटसेस इन दैट लेक आर द हैंड्स एंड फीट एंड द फिश आर हिज ब्रिलियंट शाइनिंग आईज. द लेक्स वाटर रिलीव्स ऑल फटिग and he is agitated by the waves his arms create. Its current flows deep beyond fathoming. So if you see any deity's photo, especially in ISKCON, Krishna is always smiling. He's always there, he's telling, don't worry, your problems will be resolved. If not today, tomorrow, don't worry. Always smile and be happy. So, and he is standing whole day. So if we come in the morning, he's standing there. Don't worry. In the afternoon he's standing, don't worry. In the evening he's standing, don't worry. So he's always there to give us relief from our pains. But we don't know how. So now Krishna is asking King Kushala, how you will do this? How you will remember my name and my lotus feet? Because we know when we chant, mind is our first enemy. As soon as today I started my chanting, I was thinking today I have to give class. Today I have to then again do worship also, then again give class also, then again do so many things. How will I chant my rounds? So today the rounds were going faster than usual. Maybe I was eating something or whatever it is, but it generally happens that I was thinking about so many things that maybe this will happen. And in general also, mind always keeps on thinking. So how do you will do this? What is your, what you call it all, 10-point application or whatever points, how you will do this? So, he's saying to the mind about how can it be possible? How can you be absorbed in the lotus feet?
Sarasija nayane sa sanke chakre Murabitima viramasya chitnerantum sukataram aparam najatu jane hari charana smaranamrutena tulyam.
O mind, please never stop taking pleasure in the thinking of the Muradiman's destroyer, who has lotus eyes and bears the conch and this weapon. Indeed, I know of nothing else that gives extreme pleasure as meditating on the Lord's Hari's divine feet. So he's giving instruction to his mind. Please never stop your thinking. So, for pure devotees, what they do is one spiritual activity after another spiritual activity after another spiritual. There is a chain of spiritual activities. For sadhakas, what happens is there is one spiritual activity and there is another spiritual activity. But between the two spiritual activities, there is a gap for material sense gratification. Somehow or other, I lose some time in that from one activity to another activity. So, King Krishna says, don't do like this. Do it constantly. Constantly think of Krishna and constantly do the activities. So, whenever we tell something the mind to do, oh mind, we have to today do these things. So mind, first of all, what will do? He will give us excuses why we cannot do this. If we do this, he will get fearful. Have you ever chanted more than 16 rounds? Have you done this? How can you do? You will fall asleep. And you will be feeling proud if you chant more than 16 rounds. Just stop at 16. Don't chant another round. And then again mind will go, oh no, you can chant, don't worry. You can chant. And then again mind will chant, oh, this is not the good place to chant. Go there and chant. It is a very good place to chant. Like this, the mind will constantly go this way, that way. And the time will go on and maybe after 16 rounds, we'll never be able to chant 670 rounds. So like this, when Kulshekara is telling the mind that please take to the chanting of the Lord's name and just be there at the lotus feet of the Lord, the mind is saying, what about the Yamaraj? What will happen? He will give us different torments. And what about the different sins you accrued in the past? What about that? You have to do so many prayers also. because so many sins have you done? And how can be done? Devotional service was so easy. You can do so many different things also, no? Why you want me to do this? Remember the name of Lord and chant on His name. So King Kushinava now has become very happy, and he's telling his mind to shut his mouth and just do what he's being told. Like we also tell our mind, I'll give you time, just be keep quiet night now, and then do. Ma birmanda manayo vichintaya bahutaya mischaram yatana naivami prabhavanti paparipava swami nanu shidara alasyam vyapina bhakti sulabham dhyayasya narayanam lokasya vyasana apanodana karudasasya kimno shama. Oh foolish mind, stop your fearful fretting about the extensive torments imposed by Yamraj. Don't worry about Yamraj. Yamraj is pure devotee. He is one of the Mahajans. Don't worry about him. How can your enemies, the sinful reaction you have occurred, ever touch you? Your past sinful reactions will also never touch you. After all, is your master not the Supreme Lord, the husband of Goddess Sri? What does she do? She gives blessings. She gives fortune. Right? So what we do is, if we want to have some photo, generally what people in general, what do they have? A photo of Lakshmi with two hands having gold coins getting down from the two hands. So what does she do? She is the husband of God Sri. So cast aside all your hesitation and concentrate your thoughts on Lord Narayan. So what you should do, put your all the hesitation aside and concentrate your thoughts, because what does mind do? Thinking, willing and feeling. First thoughts comes, then feeling comes, and then our mind goes here and there. Jai Jai Shri Radha Vrindavan Vihari Ki Jai, Jai Jai Gauram Prabhu Mahaprabhu Jai. So this way the mind does so many things. So he's saying, let cast aside all your hesitation and concentrate your mind on Lord Narayan. So mind will say, how can I achieve Lord Narayan? Bahu janma yadi karina savana kirtan tabhi to naai paaye Krishna prem dan. If I do yes or yes, then also I'm not good. So he say, no. Whom one very easily attains to devotional service. If you do devotional service properly, then you can attain him very easily. How can the dispeller of the whole world's trouble not do for his own servant? So if we have any trouble, where we do go? Lord Krishna. In general, some demigod or some Lord Krishna, we go to them. So he is removing the trouble for everyone, because even demigods don't have the power. Their power is also given by Lord Krishna. So if somebody goes to Lord Krishna directly or indirectly through some demigod, who removes the trouble? Krishna. So you are going directly doing devotional service. So will not Krishna remove your troubles and you will be free? Why can't he do this for you? He can anyways do. So what should he do? Chant the holy names. And then he's saying, let's see. Mind will say that what are the people of this world? There is about material dualities, and there is birth and death. Will Krishna save us from birth and death also? He will give us joy and all the things, it is okay. But what about this every year, this time I will pray. Next life again I will come here, and again I will take birth and do all the things and again pray to him. So what about this birth and death? And I try very hard, but my senses, you know, sometimes when we want to eat something, which may be allowed or which may not allowed, what we do is, we offer it to the Lord and say this Mahaprasadam and eat. So we sometimes don't acquire that medicine. So this is a way how we indulge in sometimes. So we sometimes even justify our sense indulgence that this is prasad, it's nothing else. And after sometimes when a doctor and the medicine starts, then we say this is prasad, but it's to be respected by just folding our hands and not by honoring it. So What to do about sun's indulgence? And who will protect the sons, daughters, and wives? Will devotional service protect the relatives also? Will they protect our wife, children, all other people also? Or you are just like, you want to be liberated, you are a selfish person, and you don't want others to be liberated or don't anything. So King Kulchakra, he refutes this argumentation of
Bhava Jaladi Gatanam Dwanda Vata Hatanam Suta Dutir Kalatra Trana Bharaditanam Vishama Vishayatoye Majjatam Aplavanam Bhavati Sharanameko Vishnu Pore Naranam.
The people in this vast ocean of birth and death are being blown about by the winds of material dualities. So people, they are blown right, left and center. They don't know also why we are blown. So I had met one person recently. He was telling that Krishna gives me trouble, I am not worried about it. But he's telling me why he's giving me this trouble. What wrong I did in my previous life or this life that he's giving me trouble. And second, if he wants to give me trouble, he should give trouble in the same life so that I can know why he's giving trouble. I am getting trouble also and Krishna is not telling me why he's giving trouble. In law also, if you go to court, they first tell you that this is the crime you have committed and that's why we are giving punishment. But Krishna is autocrat. He doesn't tell me only why he's giving punishment and he gives punishment one after another. I'm just recovering from one problem and he's giving me another problem. What is this? He should tell me what wrong I have done and for that what he's giving me this punishment. So I told him, oh, okay, yes, we'll talk next time. I don't have much answer for this. So people are blown away by the winds of material dualities. And as they flounder in the perilous waters of sense indulgence, with no boat to help them. So if people outside go for sense indulgence, there is nobody to help them. Suppose if devotees do sense indulgence, they do it Mahaprasadam. So it helps them. There was one person who was very fond of Mahaprasadam sweet. So fond of it, he never knew when to stop. So after eating so much Mahaprasadam, he was directly admitted to the hospital. And not only that, he had to be operated immediately to remove that halwa out of his stomach so that his life will be safe. And we will think that he has learnt his lesson. Devotee, maybe learnt his lesson. After a few months, again did the same thing, again went to the hospital, again operated back, come back. So what type of sense is, if he goes, if he has perfected his life, he may go back to Godhead. If he is not either rich person or arrogant, or if forward ahead, then in a family of a devotee, but at least he'll be in devotional circle. So this silence helps them, but when people doing self in the outside, one is there frustrated. Like when we also do self-indulgence sometimes, we are frustrated, but it doesn't give pleasure. Like outside games, outside movies and so many things, they give entertainment, which we have found of entertainment. But they don't give enlightenment or education. Every movie has the same plot. If suppose the hero dies, the movie will flop. Hero has always to win. And all the things are generally set. That is how it should be there. So we want things like that only. But after the thing is all over, people just go to sleep. Sometimes when we are more distressed, one of the remedies is go to sleep. Because after getting up from the sleep, we'll forget whatever the problem was. A new problem comes in. So people, they wander in the presence of sentience with no boat to help them. You go to boat something, somebody to help them, the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. They're solely distressed by the need to protect the sons, daughters and wives. Only the boat that is Lord Vishnu can save them. So they are distressed, but they don't know how to save their sons, daughters and wives. They have no idea. They can tell that I have done my medical insurance, so any disease will come this. I protect and I have given them house. If some theft comes, they will, I protect this. I have given them car. I have given so many things, bank balance, so that they are not hungry. I have stocked the food and everything. So many things we do. But still, disease comes, death comes, and everything comes. And there is no problem. But you are so fortunate. You have got a Vishnu or God of Vishnu. So, again, mind is very, you know, mind. After 2-3 times, he'll again give this problem, that problem again. This. So, Kulchakram, first he was killing mind heavily. Now he's telling him very softly, don't get yourself bewildered. Because I have told this is material existence. Last verse, he tells this material existence, I will son, daughter, and all things. Don't get yourself bewildered. Don't worry. Because there is one person who can save you. That is devotion. So mind, do not bewilder yourself by anxiously thinking, how can I cross this fathomless and imperishable ocean of material existence? There is one who can save you, devotion. If you offer her to a lotus-eyed Lord, the killer of Narkasura, she will carry you across this ocean without fail. So he is giving assurance to the mind. Like we also need to give assurance to the mind. So it is now 5 years, 10 years, chanting, nothing is happening. Sometimes I feel anathas are increasing. First I was not feeling so much lusty, greedy, but after coming to, I think I have become more lusty, more greedy, and the anathas are increasing day by day. Is it not like they are increasing and instead of going down? Sometimes I think, am I chanting for what I am chanting? My ambitions have not changed much, nor my devotion has increased. For what I am chanting? So that's for that, King Shukla is calming his mind down. Said, don't worry that this will happen. So we are on verse number 12, so and the time is getting down. So we'll just chant last verse. Last matlab, one of the good verses. So this is one of the last prayers. What he is saying? He is saying, O Supreme Lord, O Vishnu, you are the most compassionate. So now please show me your favor and bestow your mercy upon this helpless soul. O unlimited Lord, kindly afflict this wretch who is drowning in the ocean of material existence. O Lord Hari, you are the Supreme Personality of God. And again, we should remember what benediction we have got by hearing these prayers. Mukundamalam batadam naranam ashesha shokam labate nakasvet samasta papa shayamyam etyadehi payeti vishnu paramam padam pat. Who among those who recite this Mukundamala will not achieve complete happiness? An embodied being who chant these prayers will have all sinful reactions eradicated and proceed straight to the Supreme Lord of Lord Vishnu. This is for those who came late. And today is Abhiram Thakur's disappearance day. We'll just spend 2-3 minutes for describing about Abhiram Thakur. So Abhiram Thakur was also called as Abhiram Gopal or Ram Das or Bhiram Das Dama. So he was Sridhama in Krishna Leela and one of the favorite of Nityanand Prabhu. So what happened is Krishna were playing hide and seek and Sridhama was somewhere hiding and they forgot him and went to Nadia to further their pastimes, Sridhama Abu. And then Krishna remembered, oh, I left Sridhama, how can I leave my friend? So he asked Nityan, please go and take him back. Nityan Prabhu went there. Sridhama said, oh, who are you? He said, I'm Balaram. You don't recognize me? He said, no, I don't recognize you. He said, okay, we'll run. Sridhama, you run and within 10 steps I will catch you. If I can catch you, then you will understand I am same Lord Balaram. Okay. So Nityanand Prabhu catches Lord Balaram. And Nityanand Prabhu catches Sridhama. And then he says, okay. But then Sridhama says, what is this? You left me. Now I will not come. So they goes back and forth. And afterwards, there is settlement. And Sridhama then comes as Abhiram Thakur. So Abhiram Thakur is a very special devotee. Like, suppose if we want to make somebody devotees, we have to do a lot of hard work. Preach him, give him prasadam, do so many things. But he has one whip, Jai Mangal. If we beat somebody, if we beat, we will fall into trouble. If he beats somebody, he will become a devotee. Instantly. There's one incident, Srinivas comes with her wife, Malini Devi, and Abhiram Thakur just starts beating him. Malini saying, stop, stop, he will die. And Srinivas is floating in ecstasy. Srinivas Acharya is falling at ecstasy that he got Krishna Prem. And second, if you want to defeat some Mayavad, do something against somebody, or tell them that you are not preaching the good philosophy or what you are saying bogus, so we have to do so many arguments. Like once Maharaj had one argument with one Mayavadi. So Mayavadi is telling, I am God, I am God. Maya says, no, no, you are not God, you are Jiva. So many arguments back and back and forth. After some time, he was not convinced that he is not God, but he had some nature call. So Maharaj told, if you are God, why didn't you control your nature's call? God is someone who can control everybody. You cannot control your nature's call also. So Maharaj told, you tell that you are not God, then I will let you go. He said, no, no. Again, went back. After some time, he could not tolerate. So he told, okay, I am not God. So Maharaj let him go. After he came back, again discussed with Maharaj. Maharaj said, so now you understood, you are not God. So he again said, I am God. What is the problem? So what about this last you said? Oh, that was my Leela. That was the Leela I performed. So it's very difficult for us to convince somebody. And even if he's convinced after some time, again, if we go back to old ways, it's a problem. But Abhiram Thakur has a special way. He would just offer his obeisances to anybody. If it's not a Shaligram Shila, it will crack down. And if the person is not a devotee, but he tells that I'm a devotee or he's just showcasing, he will die on the spot. So no need of doing anything. Automatically atheists are gone and devotees increase. Suppose he's a devotee. So what he will do? He'll do Dhanvat and check if he's a devotee. So he checked Ganga Devi. She was one of the son of Nitan. So he checked, oh, where she was. After, when he thought that she's a devotee, he directly composed verses, 100 verses in favor of Ganga Devi. So he's a scholar also. So books are also written. Atheists are gone. People become devotees. So fast he does. And also for Veer Brother Chandra, he came to offer obeisance to Veer Brother Chandra. So when he saw that he's a genuine devotee, he's a pure devotee, again he wrote one verses, so many verses. It is known, Bir Bhadra Hashtakam. So he wrote so many verses about that. And before that, Nityan Prabhu had 7 sons. But to check whether they are real, he just offered his obeisance, all the sons died. So this is the way how he had these 2 benedictions, and his deity was Gopinath ji. So Gopinath ji manifested his dream and told that please take care of him. So it was his deity, and his wife's name was Malini Devi. So he departed today, and his descendants are there in the district of Hooghly, Parkula, then Amla, Vishnupur, and Kotarpur. So thank you very much for your patient hearing and giving me a chance to speak something on prayers. If you thought something was right, you can take, and something was not correct, you can just leave here. Hare Krishna.
Don't leave this garland. Take the garland. Don't leave this garland. Take it with you.